If you like fishing, go fishing.
Now, there are some people that enjoy their work. I enjoy work with computers, so I guess, you know, I'm one of those weirdos. I even get paid for it. Amen. See, that's the thing. You will do that which you don't get paid for if you love it. And hate that you get paid for, even though you get paid if you don't love it. Amen. It's the truth. And the thing is, we're always that way. I told my son, to grow up means simply this. It's a conscious decision to be responsible. That's all it is. To grow up is a conscious decision to be responsible for your actions. And if you want to be a man and grow up, it's a conscious decision to be responsible for yourself and walk for God. Anybody, any male species can produce children if they're physically correct. Any woman can produce babies. But how many, when you die and you go and meet God, can stand there and say, Lord, glad to meet you. I got some more coming along. They'll be here soon. The things of this world you can't take with you, but the souls of people you can. The Lord gave me a vision one time. Gave me a vision of what hell was like. And in that vision I saw men and women burning and in torment, cursing and blaspheming God. And what was the horriblest thing of all was their children were there cursing the parents. And then I saw, as it were, another vision. And I saw the kingdom of heaven, and I saw children praising their parents before God because the parents had taught them the ways of the Lord and they had learned to walk in them. I don't know about you, but when I die and I meet Jesus Christ, I want to be able to say, Lord, keep the door open. I've got some more coming. I've got some more coming. And if it takes being a fanatic in this life, then let me be a fanatic. If it takes me being a little strange, then let me be a little strange. I would rather be a fanatic for Jesus Christ than be a fanatic football fan. I'd rather be a fanatic for Jesus Christ than to be slothful and lazy and burn in hell. This life is short, but eternity, I can't imagine how long that is. But something tells me that eternity is longer than my life. Amen. And I can't stand sitting still in a chair doing nothing for 5 hours. I couldn't imagine staying in one place in hell for eternity. So as for me, and as for my house, we're going to contend for the faith that was once preached to the saints. We're going to start with it right here. And then in this, our church group, and a lot of our people aren't here tonight. There are also other places. But that's all right. They'll hear about it. This. I'll see to it. But let's begin to contend for the faith and start believing and walking in it. Amen?
Amen.
Let's play me a song. I want, give me a G chord. No rhythm.
No rhythm.
And she has beat us to heaven. And I just say, praise God. Amen. Tonight, I'm not going to give an altar call. You know how I feel about altar calls anyway. Altar calls are great when the Lord tells you to, and when you want to heal the sick, to bring people up and heal them.
But most people that come up before an altar, and I've seen it for years, come up before an altar and accept the Lord, and they end up walking off. The best salvation a man or woman can meet, the best salvation a man or woman can get, is get in their closet alone. Just you and Jesus. And get it right with Him. All the preachers in the world can't get you saved. All the preachers in the world can't clean your heart. But King Jesus can. You get in that closet and you say, Lord, how can I contend for the faith if I don't even know what it is? Lord, show me what it is. And then let me do it. You'll get more out of that than you ever will coming up here with this front here and shaking my hand. Amen.
Amen.
Turn to somebody tonight and tell them you love them in the name of Jesus. Ricky, close us out with a song. And let's come back tomorrow night and expect to chase some devils off. Amen. Praise the Lord.